Adventure 35 Beneath the City of the Gods. Orendel finds 7 stalk rings on the dead beholder. Goroth cuts the eye stalks off and Orendel keeps them. Banrak doesn't have a reduce spell to make the rings wearable by humankind. Gordon flies up to investigate a hole in a side wall. Goroth jumps up and into a short shaft leading to a tunnel down. Goroth contemplates tossing a grenade down the shaft. At the end of the shaft he notices a mirror just before a beam narrowly misses him. As he jumps out the hole, he casts Fireball in the hole. Gordon flies up waiting to see what may be coming out of the hole. Goroth casts shield. Everyone gets in position. Goroth asks the MBK what is in the hole. The MBK responds, "You will find out." Goroth backs up 5 feet and throws a frag grenade into the shaft and down the hole. It explodes down in the hole. Alejandra turns invisible and goes in the hole. She goes to the end and sees the mirror and goes down the hole a few feet. She casts fairy fire on a gold piece and drops it down the hole. It descends for a ways and disappears over 100 feet down. She attempts to fly 40 feet down, but turns after a bolt of fear and flies back out. Goroth jumps up to the edge and peeks in but can't see anything else. He asks Gordon to look and Gordon sees the mirror tilted at such an angle that would allow something down the shaft to clear view through the shaft. Gordon fires a laser and it hits the mirror and turns down the shaft. Gordon flies to another hole and another, each hole appears to have a mirror. Gordon attaches the MBK on the statue of Milo. Goroth and Banrak contemplate teleporting back to the observation deck, where they recently spent some time. Just as they start discussing this, the party hears some more screaming from the ceiling. Goroth says he's going, tries to teleport with Milo, but fails. Goroth realizes the MBK unit on Milo's statue is looking at him and dispelling his teleportation. Goroth gets angry, tosses the MBK to the floor. Orendel grabs the MBK, slaps it in a sleeping bag and tosses it into a shaft, but the bag hovers in the shaft. Orendel then grabs the bag and adds a water purifier to it, it still floats. He then tosses in a diagnostic monitor, laser pistol, and a gun cleaning kit to weigh the sleeping bag down, and it finally works. He pushes it down the horizontal shaft. Gordon then pushes it to the next vertical shaft and it drops away into the darkness. As Gordon crawls back towards the main room, MBK 743 reappears and asks why Gordon did that. Gordon proceeds to cut some stalks off the MBK. While he is doing some cutting, a ray hits Gordon in the back, he is unaffected. Orendel runs past Gordon to get to Banrak. Gameo readies his gun. Banrak shoots some magic missiles. The MBK hits Orendel with a beam, but Orendel saves. Gordon is hit numerous times as he cuts away at the MBK. The MBK trains its anti-magic field on Banrak and Orendel. The group then hears more beholders roar. Goroth yells at them to get out of there. Alejandra flies over to Banrak. Gordon continues to peel MBK eyes. Orendel readies an action to slice. Banrak grabs Orendel and Alejandra jumps on Banrak's back as she teleports to the observation deck. Alejandra yells to Goroth to save the others. Goroth slaps at Alejandra just before she is teleported away. Gameo and Gordon get ready for a fight. The MBK fires wildly. Gordon fires back. 2 beholders appear. One shoots Amio. The other hits Gordon and slows him, before he too falls asleep. They hear Amio say everything's cool just before he falls asleep. Goroth teleports with the statue of Milo back to the safely of the observation tower. Alejandra wants the group to teleport back down to pick up Gordon and Amio. Goroth objects to teleporting into an unknown situation. Alejandra wants to get the elevator working. Goroth believes it to be suicide to return to the low level. Banrak is torn. Orendel states that he has no emotional attachment to either guy. The elevator comes up but it is empty. They decide to go to the monster generator to try to complete the mission. They choose to leave Milo behind as a statue, safe in the observation deck. Alejandra hits the emergency button to blow the blast doors off. Orendel goes to break the window. He smashes the window with his sword. The robots appear to be getting closer to the outer walls. Goroth casts Fly and Banrak and Orendel levitate down. They run to a door in another building. After some time sleeping, Gordon finds himself in one of the suspended animation pods. Amio is visible just across a hallway. Gordon can hardly move and sees that Amio doesn't have any equipment. Gordon feels that he is getting colder. Gordon sees Amio attempt to cast a spell, a magic missile hits his chamber glass, just as the stasis field activates. The remaining members of the party, Alejandra, Orendel, Goroth and Banrak wander through some hallways. Banrak turns everyone invisible. They see doors with signs, but they can't read anything. They keep going down the halls and the halls lead to the other side of the building. They look out the door and see at the center of the ship is a tower with a large hole in the top. They fly and levitate to the next plateau. The group can see many tubes with pods of people all around at this higher elevation. They notice that some of the tubes and pods are damaged. They slowly make their way to the tower and avoid a large blob of black goo oozing from the hole in the tower and dripping down the side of the tower. Alejandra notices a door 50 feet off the ground and that the tower is surrounded by what appear to be boulders and rocks. Then Alejandra finds another door concealed behind some rocks at the same level they were at.